Welcome to the Brave Plug Podcast, Season 2, Episode 5, with Pastor Nonhlanhla and Elder Nobanda.
Welcome to Season 2, The Brave Plug, where our walk in faith meets inspiration. This is a safe space where women can share their stories, explore their faith, mm-hmm. and discuss their walk in Christ. In this yes. week, we have two inspirational women. We've got Minister Nobanda and Pastor Nonhlanhla. Would you like to tell us about yourself? And then we'll dive right into the topic and what we are doing this week. But before I go there, I made a mistake last week. I did not introduce myself and my co-host. I'm Miss K, and I'm not alone. I'm with Tess. Yes. And I'm sure you know her from season one. So let's get right into it.
All right. So I think the topic that we're discussing today is quite an exciting one for me, because I think even both times that I preached on stage, I love this topic. So I'm quite excited to hear what you guys have in store. So our topic is delayed promises is not denied promises. Mm-hmm. That's so powerful. And I think before we even get into it, let's first define what are the promises, especially in the different contexts, whether it be spiritual, professional, even in your personal life.
Okay. I'm Nobanda. My understanding of promises personally mm-hmm. is self-promises may involve making pledges for self-improvement that build self. Confidence, it may also cultivate discipline. Mm-hmm. It fulfills your own promises, which leads to a sense of satisfaction, achievement, and overall your well-being. Professionally, mm-hmm. because I'm a professional woman, the way you conduct yourselves in a professional space.
Yeah.
Creating calm conversations with colleagues and everyone you are in contact with. Healing of body, mind, and soul. And it also gives us hope for the future.
Mm.
My spiritual definition is understanding promises gives us freedom from bondage of sin. It also gives us provision for every need. And it also strengthens us during trials. The most attracting one to me is healing of the body. Spiritual promises also brings healing to the body, mind, and soul. More than any other thing, it also gives us hope for the future.
Mm. Mm. That's awesome. That's beautiful. And Pastor Noni, if you could discuss, you know, like we said, delayed promises, if you could discuss the emotional and psychological impact that it has on one's life.
Mm. Okay, thank you for that question. As we understand that promise is, you know, an assurance mm. that you will be getting something or you will be receiving something.
Yeah.
So naturally, as human beings, once I'm expecting something,
yes,
my hopes mm-hmm. are high.
Yes.
You know, I'm expectant.
Yes.
And we live in a world where everything is instant. We've got instant porridge, we've got instant this, instant that.
Yeah.
So now, when what I am expecting or waiting for, or the promise that I received
mm.
is taking long,
mm. yes,
emotionally, it has a negative impact.
Yeah. For sure.
Firstly, I get frustrated.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at the time to say,
yes,
what's happening?
Yeah.
Is the person who gave me this promise not trustworthy?
Yes.
You know, I start to feel let down
mm-hmm.
and I get anxious. Mm. You know, as human beings, we get anxious to mm. say, when is it coming?
Yeah.
And we lose hope.
We do, yeah.
And you start also to look at the person mm. or the promise giver.
Yeah.
to say, is that person really, you know, trustworthy?
Mm.
And unfortunately, it happens to us as Christians as well,
yes,
where we start to question God, but when?
Mm.
When is this going to happen? Mm. I read your word. You promised in your word that by your stripes, I am healed, taking from what Elder Nobanda was saying about healing of the body.
Mm.
You got a promise that God will heal you.
Yes.
And then it's not happening. You are standing on the promise.
Mm.
You start now to wonder, to say, did I hear God correctly?
Mm.
You start now to ask yourself, is this word for me?
Yes.
Or is it for other people?
Mm-hmm.
So you start, you even, you know, when you start to experience some resentment as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you are waiting, and waiting is not easy.
Yeah.
That is why we need to wait on God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to have the promise, and then we know that the promise will be fulfilled.
Yeah.
The challenge is what happens in between the time you receive the promise and the time that the promise is fulfilled.
Yeah.
And that is the impact of, you know, what happens, that negative emotional impact that mostly happen. And yes, there are people that have, you know, exercise their faith and all of that. But I wanted to talk, you know, about the negative emotional impact of waiting.
And it's funny that you speak about that and speak about timing, because then one asks themselves, what does the Bible teach us about faith and trusting in God's timing? And what are the relevant scriptures that one can refer to when they are in this time of waiting and they are becoming anxious and despondent and doubtful now? What does the Bible say about that in terms of the faith and trusting God?
Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." So in whatever that we're going through, we always have to trust that God is with us. His promises are kept all the time. He says he will withhold you with his righteous right hand. The righteous right hand, which is the honest hand that can take you to the right direction. The other scripture is Deuteronomy 31:6. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and terrified, because I, the Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." So we need not to fear.
Yeah.
Even when the promise is delayed, we know that at the right time, God will make it happen.
Yeah.
Because it is his promise. And we know that he is a faithful God.
Mm-hmm.
And he always keeps his promises.
Amen.
And just to add on that, you know, there's a scripture that I always remind myself of, you know, Numbers 23:19
mm-hmm.
that says, "God is not a man that he should lie."
Yeah.
So as a Christian, irrespective of what, you know, the delay that you're experiencing in the promise being fulfilled, stand on that to say, "I trust the promise giver,"
yeah,
that he'll be the promise keeper
100%.
And he will be the promise fulfiller.
Mm, 100%. Yeah, and I think even myself, and I'm sure Karabo as well, we are firm believers of God's will. And, you know, sometimes many people don't understand it in the moment. You know, they question God, like you've mentioned. And, you know, when it does eventually happen, you say, "Thank you, God." And you understand why it didn't happen in the moment that you wanted it. So God's timing and his will is 100% everything. If we could just dive into the question of differentiating between delays that come from our benefit and delays that also come from our lack of commitment. Because not all delays, you know, we want to blame the enemy for everything.
But we do.
Yeah. queen. But some delays also come, you know, from lack of commitment. Mm. So how do we differentiate between the two?
The Bible teaches us that our trust must be in God. And God alone, mm-hmm. because he's the only one who keeps promises.
Yeah.
Even though there are delays, God will fulfill what he has promised in his word.
Mm-hmm.
No delay, at the right time,
yes,
at the right place, yeah. with the right people.
Mm, that's important.
God promises are foundations of our faith. We need to trust in him that whatever that he has promised is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So which means we have to have strong faith.
Yeah.
Assuring that our lives are in his hands. We cannot do anything without mm-hmm. God. In Joshua 1 verse 9 it says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Yeah.
In all the scriptures that I've quoted, there's a part that says, wherever you go.
Yes.
So which means God, wherever we go, he is always following us.
Mm.
Sometimes we are not aware that God is following us. We are only thinking about the delay.
Mm.
We're only thinking about the promise that is not coming to pass.
Yeah.
But God is saying, wherever you go, I am with you.
Amen.
Which tells us as Christians, it doesn't matter what type of place you are going to.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what you are experiencing that time.
Yeah.
We have to have this confidence mm-hmm. and faith that God is going with you.
Amen.
Whether it's a bad situation, mm. whether it's a good situation, at the right time, he, the Lord, will make it right.
Amen.
And I don't know. I just want to, you know, while she's speaking, something comes to mind when you are talking about some delays
mm-hmm.
Because of our own doing, you know.
Mm, yes.
I'm reminded of the children of Israel.
Yes.
When they were being moved, you know, from Egypt to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
Because of their disobedience,
yeah.
a trip that should have taken, what, 13 days?
7 days.
Ended up being 40 years. 40
years.
Yeah.
So who
yeah.
caused the delay? Can they
exactly.
really blame God
yeah.
exactly.
and say, but God, you know? But also something that we, another example,
mm.
you look at King David.
Mm-hmm.
King David, the delay was in for him to be prepared.
Mm, yes.
Remember, he was anointed as a king at a young age.
Yes, yeah.
And now that time,
mm.
you know, the delay of him being instated as a king was that time for him to be prepared.
Yes.
God needed to deal with some things
mm.
in him.
First.
So as Christians, we need to understand that sometimes delay, God is dealing with
yeah.
something, you mm. know, in you.
Yeah.
Maybe the delay, God wants us to prosper
yes.
in everything and be in health.
Mm-hmm.
Why God, why are people, other people getting rich and all of that?
Mm.
God is dealing with my character. Mm. He knows
yeah.
that, like the preacher was preaching yesterday, he knows that where I am currently, mm. if he can give me a million today,
what are you
I don't
do?
Have a capacity
yeah.
to contain a million. If he
yeah.
gives me a million, it will kill me. That will be the last time you see me at Silo Ministry. That will be the last time I come to church. That will
yeah.
be the last time I do other things, because that the money will get into my hand.
Yes.
So God, by not making me rich, is like, Noni, let me fix this. Learn
prepare
to be humble.
Yes.
Not humble because you have lack, but mm. be humble
mm.
even before I give you this
yeah.
money. Because
100%.
If I give it to you now, it's gonna kill you.
Yeah. yeah.
So with that, obviously, there's an element of trusting the process.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd like you both to share personal experiences where you've had a delayed promise but eventual fulfillment
mm.
and what areas you had to focus on in trusting the process in that experience.
It's mm. a good one.
Yeah, the one we're talking about it and thinking, when is the recent one? I remember the position that I'm in at work currently. So, you know, when I started, I knew that I was naturally a teacher, you know. Mm-hmm. And but then, you know, when you are young, you want to pursue, you know, those positions mm-hmm. where they say there's money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So I became a financial planner because they said there's money, there's commission, there's this. So I became a financial planner. While being a financial planner, my passion or my calling was still there, because when we needed to write the regulatory exams, I'll be the one who's helping my colleagues, you know, mm-hmm. helping them, training them and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And one day my manager says to me, but Noni, you are a natural teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you pursue it? And I'm like, I'm never going back to school, you know, teaching those kids.
Yes,
yeah, no, I can't. And then she said, but then you're working for an organization. There's learning and development, you know.
Yes.
Why don't you pursue that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, okay, let me pursue that. Mm. I went to Damelin. I did a course, train the trainer, you know, learning to facilitate and all of that. And then I even took a step back. I moved. I was actually reporting to the regional office. I took a step back. I applied to go to the branch and work in the branch.
Mm, okay.
So that I understand the branch environment.
Mm.
In my mind, I knew that God is going to take me to where I want to go, which is learning and development.
Mm.
But I was in the branch praying, trusting God, and saying, but God, everyone sees me as this, but it's not happening.
Mm.
And to be honest with you, I did. There was a time where I said, maybe God doesn't want me to go to L&D. I became content. I was like, okay, God, fine. I'm going to stay in the branch.
Yeah.
You want me to stay here? It's fine. I'm going to be here forever.
Yeah.
But guess what? God's timing.
Amen.
Out of the blue, I get an email to say I'm invited to an interview in one of our divisions that I didn't even know what they do.
Yeah.
When That's did awesome. I send an email?
Yeah.
Mm. When did I apply for this, you know?
Yeah.
And I went there and went to an interview, got the job just
awesome.
Like that.
Yeah.
But I can assure you, I was in the branch for 8 years.
Sure.
When my plan was, I'm standing on God's promises, I'm declaring God's word. I was, in my timing, I was like, 1 year, I'm going to be in the branch. I'll be okay. I'll understand how the branch works. Then I'll quickly move to L&D.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, God's plan was not my, his thoughts were not my thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Same
yeah.
as his plan.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, at the right time, at God's timing, I moved there and I'm happy. I've never been happier than where
that's
I am
beautiful.
Now. Mm. So that's where I realized that delay is not a denier, but it matters what you do during that time.
Process, yeah.
Don't give up. Keep on standing on God's word and say, God, I trust your timing.
Amen.
Because I don't know if I went there earlier than I was scheduled to by God, I might not be there by now.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I'm a teacher by profession.
So we've got teachers.
Two teachers. and a Bible school.
And I'm still working.
Mm-hmm.
I work in a high school where we have a lot of challenges, teenage challenges.
Yes.
And for the past 4 years, I have seen myself growing in attending some of the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
One of the challenges being managing a school of 1,800 learners. And you will be tasked to do some discipline in those learners. Different behaviors. And I know deep down in my heart that I wouldn't have done it if God did not give me that strength.
Mm-hmm.
My wish was to at least maybe to be a principal. But where I am doing more than what is expected of me based on the challenges that I am doing every day. One of them being behavioral problems. So I have learned that all these things that you are doing, in one way or another, you're going to meet some frustrations and doubts. But be it maybe, you need to be always positive. I've been teaching for 31 years. Every challenge is different every day. My 31-year experience some days is just zero. Because of the experience that you're going to get on this particular day. I wouldn't say that there was a delay in me maybe getting a higher post or a promotion or what. Because where I am now, I am content with the work that I am doing, with the help that I'm giving to our learners. I'm also a Christian counselor. So I also do Christian counseling at work. So seeing the products, a learner who has been, for example, a drug addict, and then that learner comes up with a distinction in different subjects, then you would know that God was with you. That is a promotion in another level. Yes, in another level. So with doing all that, by all means, you need to refrain from negative thoughts. Initially, I had negative thoughts, but as I went on doing this work, I could see that the negative thoughts would not take me anywhere. So by everything, you need to refrain from negative thoughts. You stay focused on your goal. My goal is to teach. My goal is to motivate. My goal is to make sure that learners who come out of that school, they come out with a clear vision and they are ready for the community and the outside world. And I am proud to say that to me, I don't see any delay, but I see a promotion that God, that comes from God directly. A promotion that does not need an interview. A promotion that does not have any increased salary, but I am content because I am doing it for God.
Amen. That was powerful. And yeah, I think to close, I think you guys have definitely highlighted, you know, that a delayed promise is definitely not a denied promise. 8 years, for example, that was a long time to wait, but your promise was eventually fulfilled. So that is beautiful. And I think to our viewers and our listeners, you guys definitely encourage them and they shouldn't be discouraged, right? Like we all actually agreed and said that God's way is the only way. And our plans might not be aligned with his, but we have to trust the process and trust him and obviously keep our faith strong. So thank you, ladies, for sharing those beautiful stories with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.